What's up, Rebel fans? This is Jake. We're just days away from the season opener of Ole Miss football. Ole Miss versus Texas Tech and Houston, Texas. I'm pumped, and I know you are, or you wouldn't be listening to this. Today I wrote a little something on the blog, kind of sizing up the matchup and figuring out what's what. And specifically, I was looking at Texas Tech. Now, the Texas Tech Red Raiders, coached by Cliff Kingsbury, you know, they're famous for their air raid offense. They like to sling it. But this year, at least in the season opener, might be a little different than the Red Raider teams you've seen in the past, in that it's going to come into this game trying to replace four wide receivers, all of which went to the NFL, and they haven't named a starting quarterback yet. That's not to say they don't have a great quarterback on their roster, but there's been three of them competing for the starting job throughout August, and Kingsbury says he's not going to name the starter until he runs out of the tunnel on Saturday. So you got four newbies out there running the Texas Tech air raid offense. And on the other side, you've got the Ole Miss defense, which we all hope is better than it was last year when it gave up something like 245 rushing yards a game. Let's think about what Texas Tech is going to do against the Ole Miss defense. Pretend you're Cliff Kingsbury. You've got a brand new quarterback, four new receivers, playing in a neutral location, and you just want them to experience a little bit of success in the early going and try to get some rhythm. What do you do? Think. You run the ball. That's right. Texas Tech is going to try to run the ball against Ole Miss, even though they're famous for their air raid. They got new quarterback, new wide receivers. They know they're going against an Ole Miss defense that hadn't been able to stop the run in 2 years. Texas Tech is going to try to run the football. That's why I believe this game's really just going to come down to, has Wesley McGriff gotten his defense better than it was last year? How much better? How much better is necessary? I don't know. It's got to be better than giving up 245 yards a game. It's got to be better than every running back you play being named the player of the week in the SEC that week. It's got to be better than those two things. We know that. For Ole Miss to have a good season. And for Ole Miss to beat Texas Tech, it's got to be able to stop the run. Texas Tech's not even famous for the run, but I think their running back actually has more experience than any of their other skill players. So Texas Tech is going to try to run the ball to get their quarterback settled down, to get him in rhythm, to let him experience some action. And if Ole Miss can't stop him from the get-go, they're going to go back to that play over and over and over again. So, yeah, I think this game's going to come down to the Ole Miss defense. Is it better? Is it better against the run? We're going to find out. I'll tell you one thing that doesn't make me too excited is that the Rebs are starting a redshirt freshman and a true freshman at linebacker. And that's concerning to me. I guess just because I wonder, like, what does that mean about the rest of the linebackers? Are these two guys just that good? Or is the situation at linebacker just so bad that they're going to let a true freshman come in and play the position? I don't know. Hopefully, they're just that good. I have a feeling it's a little bit of both, a little bit of a mixture. But, you know, linebackers are obviously key to stopping the run, so we'll find out soon enough on Saturday morning whether those kids can get it done. So, yeah. You know, I hadn't even mentioned Jordan Tamu and the NWO. I think those guys are going to score a lot of points. I do. Texas Tech does have a good defense. They have 10 starters returning from last year off a not great defense, but should be better. They got a couple players that are considered all Big 12 types, a linebacker. They're going to try to shut down the run and make Tommy pass, but I don't think that's a great proposition for them. Because, one, Ole Miss has a good offensive line and should be able to protect Tommy, and, of course, two, NWO. I mean, I think the Ole Miss offense is going to score some points. It'll probably get 35 points, something like that. But will that be enough to outscore Texas Tech? That's why I think this game's going to come down to the defense. Is it better or not? I guess we'll find out on Saturday. I'm excited. I think Ole Miss has a good chance to win. I think the defense will be better. But I'm sort of in a prove-it-to-me place right now with that D. I just need to see him do it before I really, really believe. Hopefully, we'll all be believers on Saturday. All right, that's all I got for now. Over now.